The final harvest update of the year from Channel Seed, and it's the same gentleman who joined us for the very first one a little over a month ago, Christian Pellets, field sales representative for Channel Seed in Southwest Michigan and Northwest Ohio. And a little over a month ago, Christian, things were really just getting started, not necessarily looking all that good. I trust things have changed as far as pulling those crops out of the field quite a bit in a month's time.
Yeah, ultimately yields have been better than expectation. So for a lot of growers, they've been, you know, obviously we're dealing with a lot of droughty conditions. Finally hammering corn now. We were getting into, or we're finishing up soybeans before on our last call and getting, I'd say, partly through soybeans there. But ultimately, yeah, yields are better than expectation with the droughty conditions that we've had. We have had some late precipitation, creating some wetter conditions for harvest. But ultimately, we've had some pretty good running windows for harvest. Soybeans were very dry to start. We got some rains midway through soybean harvest that we were able to get a few more points back into the crop there. So seeing a few more point increase from the 8 to 9% that we were seeing, got that up to about 11 or 12 average, I'd say. Ultimately corn, you know, some corn has been holding on to some moisture, you know, trying to shut that plant down in those droughty conditions. Obviously they were through a lot of stressful situations, so getting those to dry down has been a little bit tough in the corn crop. And then we have had some late winds, some severe weather here that came through last week, causing some stock lodging as well. Ultimately, you know, still able to pick those ears up, but that is just one of the concerns that we saw in corn as some growers were getting going in corn harvest.
Talk about some of the high numbers that you've seen just on a positive note as far as yield for both corn and beans.
Yeah, so in dry conditions, I'd say expectations were mid-30s to low-40s, and we saw plenty of corn or soybean harvest coming off, you know, anywhere from a 50 to a low 60 as an average in some spots. So much better than expectations there. Corn on some real dry ground that tends to struggle. You know, guys were expecting, or growers were expecting, you know, maybe 150, 160. We saw 180, 190 in spots. On some irrigated ground, we had an average of 260 bushel on some fields there, which was very good. That includes the dry land corners. In the middle, we were seeing over 300. So ultimately, you know, like I said, better than expectation. Guys were, or I guess growers in general were pretty worried on how things were going to turn out. But for the most part, things have been looking pretty good.
It's good to hear those numbers. I know you've always got an eye towards the coming season, even as yields are being reported, harvest unwinds and rolls on. So as we look at 2025, is there anything that can be learned that might help a grower going into 2026?
Yeah, I've had a lot of growers tell me, well, you know, this year's data for any side-by-sides or plots or anything that they were trying new is, this year's data is a wash because they were droughty conditions. Well, performance in droughty conditions is still good data, especially for future decisions, because there's no telling what Mother Nature is going to do. So still having that data for future years, if we run into droughty conditions again, is key to have. I mean, it's still worth looking at. Another piece too is fungicide applications. I know a lot of people, you know, depending on commodity prices and where their inputs were, they were skipping out on the things that they could, which I completely understand. You know, we still got to make money as growers. But ultimately fungicide applications, even in dry conditions, is very important because yeah, you may not have to protect against some of the disease with the hot, dry conditions because it may not be as high a pressure, but there's still more benefits to a fungicide like plant health benefits and cooling that plant down in those hot, droughty stress conditions, along with that disease protection. And then another thing too is really weed pressure. Obviously, weed pressure can greatly impact your crop performance and yield. This year we saw a lot of weeds, especially with the early cold conditions, trying to get that crop going, especially in soybeans, getting that to canopy, and then later season with weed flushes in the hot conditions we were seeing. So a couple things on that, you know, burn downs and residuals are very important. Multiple different modes of action by crop, not just layering on the group 15s every season, whether it's corn or beans, but throwing in some different modes of action to not build resistance there. And then coverage. That's a big thing. You know, again, with trying to save a dollar here and there, maybe that's less trips to the field by lowering your water that you're spraying per acre, your gallons per acre, or even lowering your rate there. There's a difference between a stunted or a burned weed and a dead weed and what goes to seed. So just trying to mitigate that seed bank and help for future years, because it can cause a lot of issues and future issues for growers that are not able to keep their fields clean.
Good information as we move into a new year, as 2025 is soon to wrap up. And going back to corn harvest, any clue as to how much longer we need to get it totally wrapped up in Michigan, or at least in your part of the state?
Yeah, so it looks like we're going to have a pretty good run-in window. Haven't been seeing much more moisture in the forecast, at least from where I'm at here. So hoping, you know, a few more weeks for sure. I think we'll be good into mid-November before we see probably the end of harvest, into late November, depending on where guys are at. I'd say on average, I think everybody's probably, you know, a third done with corn harvest. So I'd say we still have a good solid couple weeks, 3 weeks of running yet before we see things wrap up. Seed corn harvest kind of finished up here in the past week or two, and then silage has been done for a little while. So I'd say corn, and then a couple of soybean fields here and there still sitting out there. But yeah, mainly finishing up that seed corn, and probably have a few more weeks in commercial field corn.
All right, great update today from Christian Pellets, Channel Seed Field Sales Representative in Michigan, Southwest Michigan, your territory. We do appreciate the updates, and hope you have a great rest of the season and a good off season too, Christian. Thanks.
Yep, thank you, Andy. You as well.
Christian Pellets, Channel Seed, with a harvest update, and I'm Andy Eubank, Michigan Ag Today.